should remain seated throughout the meeting and should not speak. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are either turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio recorded, except where the Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking, and if you can indicate via the chat facility if you want to propose or comment. Members are reminded they're personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. I would remind councillors of their obligations under the Councillors Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the meeting today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the table for the duration of the discussion on that item or log off and should not take part in the vote. Okay, so I just want to congratulate our councillors who were successful in the local assembly elections, Councillor Cathy Mason and Councillor Patrick Brown. And I would also congratulate Councillor Michael Rice, who will be taking up position of chairperson until the AGM. Well done, Michael. Thank you. Okay, so do we have any apologies? Okay, and also to welcome Councillor McMurray, who's joined the SPNR committee as well. Can't leave you out, Andy. You're sitting there roaring to go. Okay, so item two, any declarations of interest? No, okay. And then item three, we'll move on to the action sheet arising from SPNR committee meeting held on the 14th of April 2022. Okay, so we'll go through it for accuracy. So page one, page two, three, four, and five. Any matters arising? Councillor O'Mara?
Thanks, Chair. It was just a follow-up from the last SPNR we had. I know there was a... It was taken in closed session, and I'm not going to say anything that's going to compromise that. I just wanted to... asked Arena, maybe when we had been discussing the voluntary severance of the assistant directors, are we still on track? We were given like a timeline, and that would maybe keep the ADs happy and would satisfy the questions within the SPNR committee. Just are we still on track with that timeline?
Yes, councillors. There's a paper on committee later tonight at item 13, which addresses some of the concerns noted by the committee that night. And there, as I understand it, there's another recruitment process which is well advanced. So certainly, I would think we are definitely on track to bring that item back to committee in August, as the committee wished.
Okay, thank you. Can we have a proposer and seconder for the action sheet, please? Proposed by Councillor O'Mara and seconded by Councillor Sharvin. Thank you. Okay, so item four is a notice of motion for cashless donations, and I'm going to go over to Jared Byrne.
Thank you, Chair. So, members, you'll recall that Councillor Brown, now MLA Brown, presented to members at the January 2022 FPNR Committee a notice of motion. So, the notice of motion was in relation to installing contactless payment stations throughout the district to assist homelessness charities. So, members requested that officers carry out further research and bring a proposal back to committee. So I'll take the paper as read, but extensive research was carried out, and this is highlighted at sections 2.1 to 2.7, and I'll just move to the recommendation at 3.1. So officers recommend that this proposal is tabled at the Community Planning Partnership for consideration. The Housing Executive are represented at this forum, and the issue of contactless payments can be discussed in detail. Council can assist the Housing Executive, who have the statutory responsibility for homelessness, in setting up contactless stations if the Housing Executive believes this will assist their current efforts in tackling homelessness. Based on the decision of members, the Assistant Director of Finance can communicate with local banks about the option of being able to donate three ATMs, two charities on a rotational basis if required. So happy to take any questions, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Councillor McMurray?
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for your warm welcome back. It's good to be here, albeit under mixed emotions, I suppose, having losing Paddy to Stromit. But also, again, congratulations to Councillor Mason, but also I suppose those who should be cognizant of the fact that some people weren't successful. I'm sure a lot of us here realise how much hard work goes in and how much 2-3 months of life are lost to the elections. So I think just be cognizant of that as well. Having read the report and I suppose really following up, taking the baton on from Councillor Brown, my proposal would be that we go ahead possibly with a bit of a compromise on some of the points made, the general being that maybe we go ahead with two contactless pay stations, maybe for two high footfall areas, council owned areas within the district, and that the company, you know, with acting in tandem with rolling it out with the chairperson's charities as well. Obviously, the point of the motion was regarding to homelessness and rough sleepers, and certainly any collaborative working with any NI housing executive should go ahead and continue. But certainly, the proposal I would like to make is that two payment stations are purchased, and albeit with other chairperson's charities involved. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, so that's the proposal, and it's contrary to the officer's recommendation. So do you have somebody to second that proposal?
No.
You didn't come organised for the SPNR then, no? I'll let Councillor Byrne come in.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. We wouldn't be backing the proposal to go for the two stations, and the simple reason why, we had a long discussion on this the last time, and the recommendation is sitting at 3.1 for Andy to back those and then go and ask for the two stations. I mean, one, they're speaking, going in two different directions. I think we do have to make sure that we don't duplicate roles or statutory responsibilities from the Northern Ireland Housing Executive, as is stated in the report, and to make a decision before the meeting with them would put us in danger of duplicating roles. We also talk in the report that we need to have clear evidence of why we're picking one charity or one sector over the others. I know we talked about Andy Burnham's efforts in Manchester, but in Manchester the levels of homelessness are way higher than they are here, and it is the biggest and most predominant issue in that city. So I do think, you know, going through the report, I do back the recommendations that are there. We had a lengthy debate about trying to include the chairperson's charity funds, because we believe this is the right way to do it in the future. And as Jared is putting this report, he talks about how the figures are changing, the more people preferring mobile donations, using a mobile device for donations, and 28% across the UK, as he has it in the figures that he had used. I think that's something that we should look at going forward. If people are far more comfortable using mobile phone devices, let's try and link that with the chairperson's fund to make sure that it is more equitable and extends the beneficiaries over the next couple of years. So have the conversation with the housing executive. Make sure we're not duplicating. We can't roll out with infrastructure before discussing with them. So I propose the recommendations that's on the paper.
Okay. Do we have a seconder for Councillor Byrne?
Yeah.
Sorry, were you on to come in, Gareth?
Oh, I was going to say that someone at Councillor Murray came in, but I think what Andy and Pete's referring to there as well is particularly the rural assessment. You know, the recommendation by council is that this would go against the rural settlement of going and putting these in place. So I think if we were to proceed with Andy's proposal, we are putting the council at risk of equality and the rural assessment needs within the report. So I think Pete's proposal and Councillor Murray has now seconded is the right approach, and then go from there. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, so we have a proposer and seconder for the officer recommendation. So, Councillor McMurray, do you have a seconder for your proposal? No? Okay, so are you content that we'll go ahead? Yeah, okay. Well, thanks very much, George. Okay, so we're going into closed session now for the next few items. Okay, so items 5 to 14 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. So if we could have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please. Proposed by Councillor Gallagher. And seconded by Councillor O'Mara. Thank you. Okay, thank you. So, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, Albert Basin Park Project Outline Business Case. On the proposal of Councillor O'Mara, seconded by Councillor Savage, it was agreed that elected members approve the following recommendations. To consider the outline business case, executive summary for the Albert Basin Park Project, NURI, as per Appendix 1. To agree to submit the OBC as per Appendix 1 to the Department of Communities for consideration and approval. Agree to commence procurement process for an integrated consultant team to develop the design, submit the planning application and manage the construction delivery. Procurement will be in accordance with Northern Ireland Public Procurement Policy via the Central Government's Consultants Framework Agreement. So item 6 was proposed lease of lands adjacent to Darralachy playing fields in Newry. On the proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor Tinley, it was agreed that elected members approved the lease of the lands at Darralachy to the successful expression of interest applicant for the term of 25 years at a peppercorn rent and subject to consent from the Department of Communities and all terms and conditions of lease. Item 7 was vehicular access to New Quay in Strangford. On the proposal of Councillor Hanlon and seconded by Councillor McMurray, it was agreed that the elected members approve not to accept the position of the department, to accept the legal advice provided by Council and agree that at this time no further action is necessary by Council in terms of proposed work by DFI at the New Quay in Strangford. We will instruct officers to write to DFI in respect of the DFI plans, setting out the concern held by elected members in respect of this issue, and the legal department will consult with the SPNR committee on the contents of the correspondence that's to be forwarded over. Item 8, request to purchase lands at Island Park in Newcastle. On the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor O'Mara, it was agreed that the elected members approve the disposal of lands subject in each case to the imposition of any necessary conditions on the use and maintenance of the lands, including proposed works, obtaining a market valuation for the disposal from Council's valuers and payment by the purchasers of the Council's legal and valuation costs. Item 9, 2022-23 insurance premiums, update officials' indemnity insurance. On the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Gallagher, it was agreed that elected members should review and approve the payment of the officials' indemnity insurance premiums for 2022-23. Item 10, corporate health and safety training. On the proposal of Councillor O'Mara and seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed that elected members approve the following recommendations. The SPNR committee to note the contents of the report and the arrangements for the delivery of health and safety training going forward. An SPNR committee to approve the procurement as outlined for corporate health and safety training. Item 11, theatre conference contract strategy. On the proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor O'Mara, it was agreed that following the approval from the Newry City Centre Regeneration Programme Board, elected members approve the following recommendations. Approve a change in contract strategy to transfer the RIBA Stage 4 technical design for the town hall and connecting atrium structure into the consultant scope, and approve agreement of a compensation event for the theatre conference consultant team in the sum included in section 4.1 of the report. Item 12, regional negotiating and consultation framework for councils in Northern Ireland. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed that elected members note the contents of the report and agree to a formal commitment from Newry Morningdown District Council to the co-design of a regional negotiating and consultation framework. So the item 13 is the appointment of Director for Sustainability and Environment. on the proposal of Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed that elected members approve the following recommendation: that the committee agrees to the proposal of 2.9 for the reasons outlined within section 2 of the report. I would remind members of the need for absolute confidentiality in relation to the contents within the paper and the impact that unauthorised sharing of these proposals could have on the individual and the potential to realise the implementation of what is being proposed. Item 14 was for noting, and it was the legal costs on recent litigation settlement. On the proposal of Councillor Savage and seconded by Councillor Gallagher, it was agreed that elected members note the payment of costs as outlined in the officer's report. Okay, so items... Okay, items 15 to 21 are for noting. If there's any queries on anything in particular, if you would like to raise them, and we would need a proposer and seconder, so for the items for noting, if possible. Gar, you have a comment on 19?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's just a response to the Department of Communities call for views in the Irish Expert Advisory Panel's recommendation report. I read through it with great interest, and I was delighted to see that the council, of course, as it should, put in a consultation response, and found myself reading aspirational things, I suppose, as to what it hoped would bring out, and found myself, you know, hoping that we'll be able to reflect on all the good work that has been done by the council through the Irish Language Strategy Working Group, and indeed, it's all in it. So it's you know, I think we can all be very proud of the consultation response that has gone in. We're one of only a few councils that has gone so far with a bilingualism policy and an Irish language strategy underpinning a lot of what we do in this council. So just a nod of congratulations to the council for responding.
Okay, thank you, Councillor O'Mara. And those items were proposed by Councillor Savage and seconded by Councillor Gallagher. So that wraps up SPNR this evening. Thanks very much, everybody, for your contributions, and have a good evening. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Thank you.